The space at Roots looks a little bit different from a traditional school. We don't have self-contained classrooms where the same child sits in the same classroom with the same 25 other kids and the same teacher every day. The space is laid out in a way that allows for much more movement throughout the day, which to us equates to more choice for students and how they're spending their time. So we have a large open area called the Grove, where there are 5 different centers of activities where students can spend their time, rotating from the library to the writing center to the makerspace, all over the course of their morning. And that's based on the schedules that teachers have put together for scholars, based on their needs, their gaps, their interests, and how they learn best. So the space really mimics the amount of options that we want on the table and that menu for kids, so that they're able to, over the course of their time at Roots, start having a more active role in shaping their own day and what they're spending their time doing. So the Grove is kind of the heart of our model, where about 100 kids between 2, sometimes 3 kind of grade levels are overlapping. And then around the Grove, on the periphery, we have classrooms of different sizes as well, which again gets back to our focus on choice and options being the best path to customization, so that you have a choice as a teacher of which classroom you're going to use for a lesson. If that lesson makes more sense as a small group instruction, you're going to pull 5 or 6 scholars into a small group room that really is only the size for, you know, a kidney table, maybe some materials for you and the small group you're with. But if you're doing a whole group read aloud and you want kind of a larger, more heterogeneous mix of scholars in that group, you would go into a more traditionally sized classroom for read aloud time on the carpet.